Will we see increased liquidation of hog herds in the coming months? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. According to Matt Swantek, an extension swine field specialist with Iowa State University, pork producers are doing all they can to avoid liquidating their herds. He says many producers have been waiting to see final harvest results before making some of those tough decisions.
The thing that our pork producers and livestock producers in general is what is going to be the actual yields out there and the availability of physically accessing corn till October 2013. We got to make it through next year. If the supply is not there for the corn, looking at alternative feeding programs, way to stretch our corn, stretch our soybean meal, that's all being evaluated right now. There may be some decisions if we can't physically obtain corn but want to stay in the business. We look at different ways to reducing our pig flows. Calling pigs earlier from the finishing barns, those that we know probably aren't going to make market weight or within the time frame, those are generally less efficient pigs. Culling them early would be a benefit to the whole system because we're using less feed for those pigs. We're still looking at weaning to finish. We're looking at an average feed efficiency at 2.7. So for every pound of gain, it's going to take 2.7 pounds of feed to get them there. That's what we're kind of looking at right now. It's still kind of in a wait and see here because, again, we don't know what each producer's physical accessibility to corn, crops, soybean meal is going to be here. And it's going to be different within the regions, also across the nation, depending upon the severity of the drought.
What about alternative feeding options?
Those work, but we have to remember there's beef and dairy out there trying to get a hold of these as well. The programs that I work with, where I'm at in Carroll County, Iowa, there's just pretty much corn and soybeans out there for ingredients. We can look at alternative feeding programs, and it needs to be looked at. But generally, when the price of the corn and soy go up, those ingredients prices also go up. And then there's the freight issue of where are you going to find them, alternative ingredients, and then getting them into your operation for using the feed programs.
So what do you think is the most important thing for producers to be looking at right now or thinking about?
Cash flow for the next 10 to 18 months. The reality is, what's it going to take to stay in business and be able to keep the family part of that aspect going? Again, maintaining livestock numbers. Because when this does turn, it's going to be a turn for the good, which has always been the case in the past. And if we don't have pigs out there to take advantage of it, there's not going to be an opportunity for the long term.
Iowa Extension Swine Field Specialist Matt Swantek, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.